As we begin, I invite you to take a second to make yourself as comfortable and as present as you possibly can. You might want to sit in your favorite spot and plant both feet solidly on the ground beneath you. Feel your weight shift throughout different parts of your body as you connect to the sturdiness of the ground. Or you may want to lay flat and let your muscles completely unravel as you sink into the position. Whatever feels right for you in the moment, please do that. As you are adjusting and shifting yourself, I'm going to ask you to breathe in deeply through your nose. Fill your lungs with air. This sacred air that we are all being so protective of right now. Inhale deeply, and now let it go slowly through your mouth. Let it out in a soft, slow whisper. And I want you to do that again with me. But this time, I want you to make sure your eyes are closed. And imagine your favorite color. Get that color in your mind. Let it vibrate and swirl behind your closed lids. Surround yourself in this favorite color of yours. Paint your world in it. And slowly again inhale through your nose. Hold it. And stay surrounded in the light of your favorite color. And slowly exhale through your mouth as that color fades away. Continue to breathe as you check in with yourself. Right now, the state of the world is unsteady. There's fear. And there's panic puddling at our feet at every corner, and many of us are feeling like we're drowning, feeling helpless, or feeling alone. Breathe in deeply again. There's so much uncertainty and confusion and grief happening. I want you to know that wherever you are right now, whatever you are feeling right now is valid. All of these people who try to tell you what to believe and how to feel, fuck them. You don't need any more random negative energy in your life. Newsflash, you are not a garbage disposal. You do not need to sit around and allow your energy to be clogged with a bunch of other people's bullshit. If you are quarantined with someone who is getting on your last nerve, fuck that person. I don't mean fuck them like that unless that's what both of y'all want. I mean literally, say fuck that person. And move on. If anyone you are quarantined with is bringing you drama or heartache, take this moment to untether yourself from their contagious energy. You are a magnet for light and for love and for healing and for joy and growth. Especially in times of collective trauma, you owe it to yourself to become real clear on your own boundaries, what you will and what you won't allow. Right now is the perfect time to reassess how you let people treat you. If you aren't being treated how you deserve, uncage your voice and let them know. And if they still don't listen, let them go. If you're a parent and your kids are tap dancing all over your spirit, understand that you are doing all that you can do. No one was 100% prepared for this. Let go of the guilt that you aren't doing enough. Love your children in every way you know how, and let them know that you will try to do all that you can to keep them safe and well-loved. Imagine their smiles and the sounds of their laughter once all of this is said and done, and you can enjoy life in every possible way. Right now, it's important to accept the reality that is in front of you and tell your fears and your insecurities to go fuck themselves. For those of us who are working from home, trying to figure out how to redesign your work in a virtual space, disconnect yourself from the burden of perfectionism. Nothing was ever perfect, not even before all of this. Nothing has ever been perfect, and nothing ever will be perfect. Perfectionism is a myth created by someone who realized they weren't perfect, but wanted to play pretend just so they could make it hard for everyone else to try. You can only do what you can do. And if today all you did was stare at a blank email template for an hour while trying to find the right words to type, that's okay. You'll get that email sent soon. It's not going anywhere. The next time you have to log into a Zoom meeting, do so. And know that you are who you are. You can give what you can give. And you are enough in all forms. Yes, work is necessary for most of us right now in this very moment. And we have something to be appreciative of that we can work. But for right now, fuck that job. Fuck that meeting. Tell that email to suck it. Your energy is at risk here. Your spirit is craving divine attention, and you are feeding it exactly what it needs so that you can show up as your best self later. You are here right now because you need to be, and that is all that matters. Fuck anybody who tries to make you feel bad for this. For those who are rolling with the changes and the uncertainties and taking each day in stride, if you're an essential worker, a stay-at-home parent, a teacher, whomever, and if you're handling this pretty decently, understand that you have an abundance of balance and flexibility and strength in you that may ask for you to show up for others who are not able to move through this as easily. It's a beautiful thing to show up for someone else right now and to help them see that all of this will settle. We will all find new normals. And it's also 100% okay whenever you feel like you need to protect yourself and keep your own stability and sanity in focus. Whatever you need is exactly what you deserve. Breathe in deeply and repeat that to yourself as you breathe out. Whatever you need is exactly what you deserve. For the next few seconds, keep your eyes closed and breathe with me. Inhale deeply. Feel your chest tighten and your stomach fill with precious air. hold it. And as you slowly release, just visualize these words written in royal blue. Fuck this coronavirus. Fuck this panic. Fuck this fear. I got this. I will make it through the chaos. Breathe in one more time and hold it for me. Notice any tension in your shoulders. Notice the tightness in your neck. Slowly breathe out. And I want you to wake back up to your surroundings. Feel your body. Thank yourself for allowing you these few minutes to reconnect and to let go. This is what you came for. You'll be back. Until next time, be good to yourself.